What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just want to make a couple of quick comments. First one is, I didn't know Tulsi Gabbard was Hindu, and without help her political career as far as running for president. And the second one is, when Brazil joins NATO, will it finally reach the goal of being a superpower?
Yeah, well, not everybody who's in NATO is considered a superpower. I mean, that certainly it would help Brazil's prestige. Hello?
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. And apparently, this thing about Tulsi Gabbard, she practiced Hinduism in her youth. I don't know what she is right now. I'll have to look into that. And it doesn't really matter anyway. She's anti-war, and she's got the courage of her convictions. I don't agree with everything that she says. You know, she thinks the Second Amendment should go away. I disagree with that. All right, finishing up here with what happened down in Christchurch. Everybody's saying, what's going on? What was behind all of this? Well, the gun grabbers are definitely having a good day. Both the New Zealand and the Australian government are using this as a justification to start clamping down on an open, free internet so that we can't talk to each other anymore. They want to put the blinders back on us. You know, it's almost like the movie Tommy. Cork in the mouth, earplugs in the ears, and just little blinders so that we only look at the corporate media here. And there's an interesting little article. This came out of Fort Russ saying there may be a larger plan with all of these shootings going on, because there have also been shootings of Christians. And by the way, I got an email from somebody saying that about 2 years ago, there was a mosque shooting up in Quebec. What if there is a plan to trigger a war between the Muslim and Christian world? And I know it sounds like the plot of a really cheap movie, but if you think how devastating that would be, because already all across Europe and the United States, the Muslims and the Christians are already blended together. They wouldn't have to travel very far to attack each other. So there's a scary prospect on that. Okay. So once again, we're seeing all these stories. Christians get killed. The media ignores it. It's the wrong kind of people. All right, let's take another phone call. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This morning, I was reading an article, and it was talking about the farmers that live in the Midwest, and due to the heavy rains, a lot more farmers are going to be going under, filing for bankruptcy. And they were saying, not only are we angry about the tariffs and now about the rain, they don't know what they're going to do, but yet and still, they still support Donald Trump, which I don't understand.
Well, you know, the weather is the weather. When you're a farmer, you tend to be pretty fatalistic about what's coming down out of the sky, because there isn't anything that you can do about it. But there is no doubt that the needed infrastructure for flood control has deteriorated. But that's not Donald Trump's fault. He's only had the job for 2 years, and he can't even get that immigration fence up and running. Yeah, that's something everybody needs to be paying attention to right now. The U.S. agricultural sector is being hard hit by all this flooding. And farmers, ranchers are having to get their livestock to high ground. So it's going to be the food market's going to be tight this summer is what it comes down to.
Not only that, which means prices are going to be higher. Because I can recall when they had the drought in California – any kind of fruit and vegetables that I got from California, it almost doubled. So you know what to expect this summer. So, But again, Michael, I will let you go. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. It would be nice if the U.S. government, over the past several years, past couple of decades, had been rebuilding our infrastructure, the levees, the dams, flood control. But everybody was all caught up in this idea of, oh, there's global warming. Snow is a thing of the past. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to get the road grit. We don't have to get the bulldozers fixed up. And we certainly don't have to worry about spring flooding anymore, because snowfalls are a thing of the past. And they were just caught up in that whole fantasy in order to extract money and obedience from us. And they weren't paying attention to what was really going on. All of the agencies that should have been sounding the alarm about a heavy snowpack means heavy flood season, they were either being ignored or they were just going along with, well, it's all the fault of, you know, climate disruption, and you've got to buy carbon credits and pay carbon taxes. But the reports are from along that Mississippi drainage basin, levees are already being overtopped. And so there is massive flooding. I saw a sort of before and after satellite image for part of Nebraska. It's bad. It is very, very bad. Okay, we're going to do another shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the international news, Israeli Apartheid Week opens worldwide, and this is the 15th annual Israeli Apartheid Week. This is the largest global boycott, divestment, and sanctions mobilization for Palestinian rights. It opens today with more than 80 events in 40 cities across Europe, North America, and Palestine, featuring protests, lectures, film screenings, cultural events. And the Israeli Apartheid Week is expected to be held in more than 200 cities worldwide. Meanwhile, of course, Netanyahu is still out there saying that Israel is not for all of its citizens. But according to their new basic law, Israel is a state for the Jewish people only. So all you Palestinians, get out of here. And by the way, I've seen that canard come back into the media about there never was a Palestine. There was no such thing. And yeah, there was. You go back and you look at those ancient maps and you'll see Palestine. You won't see an Israel. You'll see a Palestine. The United Nations rights expert Michael Link is saying that Israel continues with settlement expansion in the West Bank and is depriving Palestinians of clean water. Israel is blocking the access of Palestinians to clean water on a regular while stripping their land of minerals. They're basically pillaging. And again, that land belongs to the Palestinians. It does not belong to Israel. And yet the Israeli settlers just walk on there and say, "Ooh, this looks pretty. I think I'll take it home." The United Nations experts are urging Israel to rein in their security forces as a follow-up to that UN report on how all of these unarmed protesters were killed. Good luck on that one. The Council on American-Islamic Relations and the American Muslims for Palestine are calling on U.S. congressional representatives to take action against Israel for the March 12th assault of two American sisters at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem. We talked about this. Basically, they were there just playing tourist, and they sort of got caught in the middle of an altercation, and the Israeli soldiers just grabbed them, threw them on the ground, and these Americans were saying, "We're Americans, we've got a passport, we've got a passport." And apparently the Israelis said, "We don't care what you've got," and just roughed them up. It was a violent assault. So that Israeli commentator was right. They do come back from the occupation as animals. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Michael in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm going to follow up on a New Zealand incident, but just following up on your recent statements there pertaining to that. You know, friends like that with our allies over there in Israel, boy, friends like that, who needs enemies, huh?
Yes.
regarding New Zealand incident, all we have to do, like everything else, is just step back, wait for all the facts to come in, because initially we don't get the whole story, the real truth behind the event. But in addition, always question who benefits the most from that event. So based on what you just said, too, that some Christian shooting just occurred somewhere, here we can see somebody, I wonder who it is, probably the usual suspects, trying to stir up some kind of warfare between Christians and Muslims. Could that be possible?
Well, that's what we were talking about just a little while ago, and of course we all know who would benefit from that.
That's right. And it's right in their playbook. If they can get World War III going, where it's a religious war, and then just sit back and watch their two enemies fight it out, annihilate each other, and then they just come in, clean up the mess as usual, and take over everything. So it's all fitting into that agenda clearly. And everybody's got to remain aware of this and not take the bait. And if it's ever coming around, don't take the bait. And just always realize the real enemy are traitors in Washington, D.C., and your state capitals. I mean, if 9/11 was caused by radical Muslims, and then within 20 years they start flooding our country and Europe with radical Muslims, who's the real enemy? Those actually bringing them in more than the people themselves, even though they're a threat too, because they're here to take us over. That's what they're told, just like south of the border. They're told when they're coming in, we stole their land, and they're here to take it back. So that's all a fact. But the ultimate enemy are those bringing them in that are serving in our government but betraying the American people and dishonoring all the vets that fought in all the world wars, supposedly to keep us free from such tyranny ever coming here or in Europe or in Asia. And everywhere else we fought to supposedly stop such tyranny from coming in.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, this country is just changing so rapidly, or rather the government is changing so rapidly. And it does appear like this is a time of chaos. And as I was saying earlier, I'm seeing a lot of parallels between what we're going through now here in the United States and the societal conditions in Germany just before the rise of the Nazis. And I certainly would not want to see the Fourth Reich take root here, but the conditions are definitely conducive.
Absolutely. No question. That's spot on. And the final warning to all Americans is, no matter what happens from here on out, do not give up your guns. They cannot totally destroy us, annihilate us, or take us over. As long as we can defend ourselves from those despots that want to have a dictatorship here, they have to take all our guns and ammo. And it's our duty as Americans to never relinquish that freedom, that right, along with the rest of them. And if we manage to maintain that freedom, they will continue to have a real hard time rolling us over like they've done the rest of the world.
Well, the difference today is, you know, previous revolutions were fought with muskets and rifles. Today's revolution is being fought with keyboards, and we need to keep the focus on that, because all of this social media censorship, that's the first salvo. They're coming after our freedom of speech. And if we're not able to communicate with each other, it almost doesn't matter if we have guns or not. And as social media continues to try and block what we can see and what we can say, we need to come up with other means of communication, something
Absolutely.
That is peer-to-peer, something that is not centralized. Going back to the original idea of the ARPANET, a network that could lose a third of its mass and still continue to work. That was the original design concept.
That's key.
You know, Google and Facebook and Twitter were designed to basically corral everybody into a single controllable access point. And we're seeing the results of that now.
Absolutely. That is key. Communication network is essential as well. And last, all Americans must do their duty and raise their children with the proper education that makes them understand the real history of this country from its founding, what makes us different from all the other nations in the world. And that's why They're trying to destroy that, raising these new kids, these new generations through the new government school system, totally controlled by the government, the public schools, turning out, rather than intelligent, educated kids, they're just turning out socially engineered, mush-for-brains type of kids that don't know anything about anything. So parents, you've got to do your job. Raise your kids right and have control over your local schools to make sure you're getting your money's worth from those schools as you send your kids through them, that they're coming out razor sharp with real education, history, sciences, everything else, and fill in the gaps of what they're not learning at those schools.
Well, you know, unfortunately, local control of school curriculum has been a hot-button issue going all the way back to the 1960s. And most people don't remember this, but when the Black Panthers first formed, they were not a militant group. They didn't carry guns. And they agitated. First of all, they wanted an end to the war in Vietnam because blacks were being preferentially sent to the front lines. They wanted a guaranteed breakfast for school kids in the ghettos so that they could, you know, go to school with the fuel in their brain to learn. And they wanted local control of the school curriculum. And the federal government has just been adamant that the central federal government controls the curriculum for all schools all across America. And it's been a source of contention for a lot of areas because in the agricultural parts of our countries, the curriculum should focus on agriculture. And if you're like down there by the Kennedy Space Center, probably a curriculum more aligned with aeronautics and aerodynamics and engineering. But it really should be up to the community to assess what is that community's needs for its economic future and to adjust the education system accordingly. But from the federal government's point of view, the education system is no longer about education. It's about indoctrination. And you're right. It's producing a generation of obedient workers who, to be very honest, aren't even that good at being workers, which is why we're being flooded with these H-1B visas from other countries who actually have an education and can come in and do the high-tech jobs our kids cannot.
Yep, that's right, Mike. And that's why, like you said, the schools have to be returned back to local control. Heck, I mean, we're paying exorbitant local school taxes, so that control should be localized and not federalized. So that's these are all the highlights, the main points everybody needs to understand and to make sure that they pursue so that we can delay this global takeover that's going on everywhere else around the planet, and we can delay, postpone it, or even prevent it from actually destroying our constitutional republic. Because that's exactly how they're doing it, from those angles. Like they have everywhere
well,
else.
Well, unfortunately, our constitutional republic is already on life support. And
No question.
You know, and it's one thing to see the liberals who want to completely remake the government into something that serves them. I mean, they want to add more seats to the Supreme Court so they can load them up with liberals. They're working to bypass the Electoral College. They just want to change the system so it works for them. But we're starting to see more and more people in the GOP who are going along with this attitude of constitution, schmonstitution. You know, let's just, you know, get our wars and
That's
get
right.
our money.
That's right. The laws don't apply to them, only to us. And the you always hear them cite the Constitution. Trump can't do that because of the Constitution. But anytime they break the constitutional laws, then, how dare you accuse us of that? That's nonsense. Oh, it's passé. It doesn't matter anymore. That's antiquated. So it's amazing how they constantly are showing these contradictions to us. But the bottom line is, you're right, we're at the edge of a cliff. We've been there for decades now. And
yes,
the constitutional republic can only survive if the Americans manage to somehow get our government back in control and restore the original constitutional republic with the original laws of the Constitution. All those laws would put everything
correct. We're not going to get it back
quickly.
There. We're not going to get it back there. We're going to have to let this system collapse, or worse, lose a war and then rebuild from scratch again. Back to the Constitution and the first 13 amendments. We're going to be right back after the... Thank you for the phone call, Michael. We'll be right back after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Dan in Illinois. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Mike? I was wondering if you've seen where the Connecticut Supreme Court gave the green light for the Sandy Hook victims to sue the gun manufacturers?
Yes, I saw that. And so that means that everybody who's been the victim of a burglary can sue the crowbar manufacturers. And everybody who has become overweight can sue the silverware manufacturers.
Yeah. My solution is? I think
what is?
I got a Ruger here, 357, that was made in Connecticut. I say, take your manufacturing out. So many of the guns are manufactured in the Northeast.
Yes.
Take your manufacturing, take it to a friendly state. Same with the gunmetal manufacturers. Just leave the state. Don't sell a single gun in that state or ammo to police, anybody. If they're going to have that attitude, just cut them off completely.
Well, I think that would be a really good situation. But as I understand this lawsuit, the Sandy Hook families are going to be able to sue the gun makers everywhere in the country. And again, it's utterly ridiculous. It's another attack on our right to keep and bear arms. For example, somebody takes a car And because they're off their meds or they took too many of their meds, they snap and they deliberately, intentionally drive up on a sidewalk and run down and kill a bunch of people. Should the victims have the right to sue the car manufacturer?
Yeah, exactly. Or should they be able to sue the city for not having the curbs high enough to keep a car from running up onto the sidewalk?
Yeah, it could just get ridiculous. But again, notice they're targeting the gun manufacturers. There's definitely an anti-gun agenda at work here. The New World Order cannot come into existence if the population is still armed.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I say so many of the guns are manufactured on the East Coast, if you look at them. If you own one, like I said, my 357 was, I think it's Bridgeport, Connecticut, Ruger.
Yes.
So I know a couple different ones have moved out of that area to friendlier areas, but it's they opened up a can of worms that's really going to screw a lot of people over.
I imagine so. I'm trying to remember. There was one gun maker who had been in Connecticut, and they did relocate to another state.
I think they moved.
And
there
were all those lost jobs and lost revenue.
Yeah, I think they moved to Alabama, if I remember correctly, but I can't remember which one.
Was it Remington?
Well, this is who they're going to go after, Remington, because that was the brand gun. But get this: the guy that did the shooting, he killed his mother with a different gun. Different make a gun other than a Remington. And both of those guns were hers. I mean...
That's right. I remember that. She was the legal owner of those firearms.
Yeah. And he killed her with one. And he took the, I think it was the AR, and he did what he did.
If, in fact, he actually did what he did. There's reason to suspect that the whole thing was another hoax. And they're just perpetuating the hoax, and they're just exploiting it and saying, yes, we have aggrieved parents here. We're going to sue the gun makers. We're going to sue Wolfgang Halbig. How dare he punch holes in our little fantasy world?
Yeah. Well, you know, that brings up another thing about the shooting in New Zealand. I seen a video this morning of the guy going down the hall shooting, and the casings weren't hitting the floor. They were like coming. You could see them come out of the gun, but you could not see them bouncing on the floor or off the wall.
Well, don't forget on the AR. I mean, they basically exit to the right at a high rate of speed, and that's done intentionally so that they stay out of the way of the shooter, so he's not going to like trip on them or anything. So I don't find that a compelling argument. Somebody sent me a video claiming an excerpt. Claiming that the shell casings were simply vanishing in midair. Well, that was just the shutter on the camera.
Okay.
And we need to be really, really careful. There's a lot of totally junk nonsense about the New Zealand shooting being poured onto the web to try and keep us all confused and keep us all arguing with each other and to just keep the issue muddied. But I'm a great believer in Occam's razor. And as I said, I haven't watched the full video yet, but what I did watch of it, it looks sadly like it's the real deal. This is somebody who had absolutely no compunction to pull the trigger, and he was pulling the trigger on these people. And either he had a past military background we are unaware of, or he was on some kind of serious medication. The fact that he mishandled his guns, for example, suggests that it was more likely the medication than past military. Anyway, Dan, we got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's get back to the international news here. Apparently, over in Germany, there was this BDS event that was scheduled. And part of the event was this Rasmia Oda was scheduled to speak. And Germany, at the request of Israel, has now revoked her visa, kicked her out of the country, and canceled the event. Now, over in Jordan, lawmakers are seeking to expel the Israeli ambassador from the kingdom in response to the ongoing Israeli aggressions at holy sites in Jerusalem, by which they mean the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, Amman is the official custodian of Jerusalem's holy Muslim sites. And the parliamentary session followed an Israeli court ruling on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. So the parliament recommended the government recall the Jordanian ambassador from Israel and expel the Israeli ambassador from Amman to confront the ongoing Israeli aggression at the holy sites. So Israel's provocations are working here. Over in Gaza, unemployment and poverty rates have hit a record high. And the United Nations is now saying unless current trends are changed, the Gaza Strip will be unlivable by 2020. That's literally how close they are. Meanwhile, latest number of illegal Jewish settlers who live in the occupied West Bank reached 449,805 in January of this year, distributed among seven illegal settlement blocks along the occupied West Bank. Now, these settlements are illegal under international law, but Israel continues with the policy with the backing of the United States. Partners in crime, I guess, here. Friction is building between Israel and Turkey. Turkish President Erdogan has slammed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his son for verbally attacking Turkey. So on Saturday, Erdogan called on Netanyahu to twist the ear of his son, Yair, as punishment for calling Istanbul Constantinople, warning that he had other ways to educate Israel if Netanyahu or his son continued with their rhetoric. Israel has a bad habit of renaming other people's places to serve their political narrative. For example, Israel doesn't call the West Bank the West Bank. They call it Judea and Samaria. And apparently this was all started by a tweet by Yair, in which he said, I will remind him, meaning Erdogan, that Istanbul is actually a city called Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire and center of Orthodox Christianity for more than 1,000 years before the Turkish occupation. Well, you know, cities do change their names. And it's kind of ironic, and Erdogan should have pointed this out, that Yair seems rather critical of Turkey's occupation of Constantinople while perfectly comfortable with Israel's occupation of the Gaza Strip and Judea and Samaria. Over in Poland, the dust still has not settled from Netanyahu's claim that the Poles cooperated with the Nazis to kill Jews in the Holocaust. And basically, Netanyahu tried to backtrack a little bit, saying that the prime minister spoke of Poles and not the Polish people or the country of Poland. This was misquoted and misrepresented. But the spat escalated when days later, Israel's interim foreign minister claimed that Poles imbibe anti-Semitism with their mother's milk. So the Polish president is now out there saying it is up to Israel to make the first move toward any possible reconciliation. I wouldn't hold your breath. Okay, over in Korea, a statement has been issued by Seoul's presidential Blue House on Monday that said the time is now right for the two Koreas to hold further talks, building upon President Moon Jae-in's policy of rapprochement, which saw him meet Kim three times last year. And the statement said, we are in a deep agony over how to take advantage of this baton that's been handed to us. We agree with the view that no deal is better than a bad deal. However, in reality, it is difficult to achieve complete denuclearization at one stroke. I think we need to consider the so-called all-or-nothing strategy. Well, Moon Jae-in is definitely on the right track here. And I still think that the back-channel discussions are leading toward reunification, which would really annoy Washington, D.C. So, by the way, the Blue House in South Korea. Did you know that what we call the White House now was originally blue, pale blue, with white trim, kind of looked like Wedgwood, China. But following the War of 1812 and the White House getting burned, it was just given a whitewash coating, which has remained to this day. And by the way, if you visit Washington, D.C. and you see the White House, you need to understand that's not the original White House. They've kept like one little tiny section of one corner of a wall that actually dates back to the time of John Adams. And everything else has just been replaced over and over and over again and tunneled under and dug under. Still, be a fun place to see. So much history in there. Okay, Joe Biden, everybody's saying, will Joe run? Will Joe run? And apparently over the weekend, he was addressing 1,000 Democrats in Delaware. And the former vice president told his audience that his record was the most progressive, quote, of anyone running for the United. And then he corrected himself, backed off, saying anybody who would run. So everybody basically took that to mean that Biden basically telegraphed that he is going to step into the race. He's leading in the polls already. He's leading in the polls. And I'm sure that Hillary Clinton, if she's serious about stepping back in, probably going to get on the call and say, don't you do that. Don't you do that, Joe. And by the way, I'm already aware of all the candidates who have declared so far. We're seeing the politics of personal destruction uncork against them all. We've seen this pattern before. And I do think that Hillary is going to step back on in and try and steal the election one more time. Over at the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr is supposedly trying to restore confidence in the Justice Department. Good luck on that one. And basically, Barr has been in office for a month. He's been in a lot of briefings. And his message to the staff of the Department of Justice is, it's kind of a low-key administration here. Believe it or not, there was this tradition called a clap-in where a newly confirmed attorney general literally walks through the building and the subordinates all applaud, you know, like trained seals at the circus. And Barr said, we're not going to do that. And he basically held a three-hour coffee reception in his conference room. Well, it looks all very well for him being a good manager of his people. But in terms of rebuilding the trust of the American people in the Department of Justice, that is not going to happen until we see some indictments and prosecutions happening under Title 18 as one small example. Now, over in the world of the campaigns, Alexandria occasionally has a cortex. Her poll numbers are sinking fast. And this article was written basically in Investment Watch blog, and it said, I love occasional cornflakes. She's the prime example why you should never send your children to indoctrination centers, government schools, colleges. She's imploding the rotten DNC from the inside and exposing who they really are. And yes, she is. I think she was chosen and encouraged because she's very attractive. She's energetic. She's personable. She presents well. And that's where it stops. Because when you listen to her policies, it is clear they are not thought out. For one thing, we found out the Green New Deal was actually copied from a United Nations program from back in 2009. And she doesn't know how she's going to make any of this stuff work or pay for it. But it sounds good. And that's the campaign. We're going to get up there. We're going to campaign on this. Doesn't mean we're actually going to do anything because it can't be done. But we're going to get you all whipped up to believe that we can make this happy. Now, there's an interesting article that came out of Station Gossip, and it in turn is referencing Campus Reform's Cabot Phillips, who basically went onto the campus of Georgetown University to ask students who they believe is the new face of the Democratic Party, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And what was interesting is the college students, who are young themselves, overwhelmingly said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the new face of the Democratic Party. Oddly enough, though, a lot of them said that's not the best that we can do. It's not a great idea. So they're concerned that Alexandria will take the party in a new direction, but it may be a direction that a lot of people aren't going to like. So we'll see what's happening there. Here's a good one. Representative Devin Nunes is suing Twitter, alleging shadow banning of conservatives and defamation by the users. Now, Nunes is seeking $250 million in compensatory damages and $350,000 in punitive damages in a lawsuit that assigns a significant amount of blame to Twitter for what it allows and does not allow on the site. Now, the liberals are going to come on back And they're going to say, well, Twitter is a private company. They have the freedom to do business with whoever they want or don't want. Mind you, these are the same people who go ballistic every time a baker refuses to make a gay wedding cake. Now, Nunes needs to focus on the defamation because, as of right now, shadow banning, as objectionable as it is, may not actually be illegal. The question would be whether U.S. corporations are bound by the Bill of Rights or not, and they're going to say they aren't. Okay. George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, is basically out there trying to sell the idea that Trump is mentally ill and his mental condition is deteriorating. Now, Kellyanne Conway is saying, no, she doesn't share those concerns. Aiming for that 25th Amendment. He's a nut. We've got to remove him. We've got to remove him. Okay. You know, we are 2 years after the 2016 election, and Hillary's people still can't get over it. The Colorado governor just signed the law that promised to give the state's electoral votes to the national popular vote winner. They're trying to completely bypass the Electoral College because that's really where Hillary lost it. And there was massive election fraud in 2016. There was massive illegal immigrants voting. Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is estimating almost 1 million illegal immigrants voted just in these last midterms. Our election system is an absolute joke, and I'm appalled that Donald Trump is not doing anything about it, because the people who tried to cheat him out of the White House in 2016, they're going to be back in 2020 working twice as hard. And they're going to have a lot more illegal immigrants, and now they're working to bypass the Electoral College and just make this a popular vote with rigged election machines and unaccountable illegal immigrants voting. It's a joke. This is not the way the United States is supposed to be run. Also from Judicial Watch, they are getting ready to challenge the new California law that legalizes ballot harvesting, saying that it is a recipe for fraud. For one thing, there's no chain of evidence. There's no chain of evidence that the ballot being put into the ballot box by the harvesters is the one that they got from the voter. Judicial Watch is also cleaning up 1.56 million inactive names from the voting rolls, all of which could be used to commit fraud. Our election system really is a joke. It's insane. Trump said he was going to fix it. He had an election integrity commission. Yes, they ran into roadblocks from the state commissions. But he should have pushed. This would have been a perfect time for those presidential brass knuckles to come on out. And for those of you concerned about election fraud, it is epidemic in this country. If you have not already seen it, there's an HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, that you need to watch. It focuses on a lady named Bev Harris, who runs this amazing website called blackboxvoting.org that tells the story of how these electronic voting machines are designed and built to steal elections and hide it. And if you're interested in how the election system could be reformed, go over to my webpage, whatreallyhappened.com, and up in the upper left of the main page, right underneath that hopelessly outdated photo of yours truly, you'll see this little line, how to have honest elections. And since I wrote that article, I've had people in other countries email me saying, that's how we do it here. And it does keep the elections honest. So people are still pounding on Ilhan Omar, and apparently over at the National Review, Jonah Goldberg just went after Ilhan Omar for being an anti-Semite. She demonizes Jews with classic anti-Semitic claims about Jewish wealth and power. What he doesn't do is quote what Representative Omar actually said. He just makes up a bunch of stuff. Like, the gist of Omar's complaints is that the perfidious, string-pulling Hebraic hordes control Congress with their shady shekels. Israel has hypnotized the world, and American Jews are guilty of dual loyalty. This is typical of the smears, critics left and right heaped on Omar. But in reality, she didn't say anything anti-Jewish. She didn't mention Jews at all. She simply pointed out the obvious and very accurate fact that the Israel lobby spends large amounts of money supporting politicians who favor Israel and opposing politicians who don't. And as a result, she says, I am told every day that I am anti-American if I am not pro-Israel. I find that to be problematic, and I'm not alone. And no, Ilhan, you are not alone. I find it problematic as well. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as we reported last week, support for Israel among Americans, including American Jews, is at a 10-year low. according to the latest polls. And Israel is not able to get by on chutzpah anymore because people are outraged. And there's this article that's over in Middle East Eye talking about how Jewish American resistance to Israel is growing. It's bigger, it's louder, it is taking root on the college campuses despite the efforts of the pro-Israels to shut them down. We're starting to see the pendulum swing back the other way. No nation can do what Israel has been doing forever. At some point, all the lies break down and people see what's really going on and why. And again, they've used anti-Semites so much, they've worn it out. They keep saying, oh, you just hate the Jews. No, we don't hate the Jews. That's like saying that the only reason people complain about the Nazis is they hate Germans. And that's absolutely not the issue. The issue is, as we've said before, the behavior of the individuals in the Israeli government. And we do have a right to criticize them, guaranteed by that First Amendment. What I am appalled by are all of these U.S. politicians who are willing to throw that First Amendment away, put it in the shredder, put it in the trash can to please their masters in Tel Aviv. And they're making it very obvious that they are a puppet ruling body, both with their willingness to pass these kind of laws and to attack Ilhan Omar, while ignoring the very real problems we have in this country. There is so much in this country that needs to be fixed and dealt with, and all we get is political infighting inside the Congress and davening to Israel. That's pretty much all they're good for these days. Story out of UNS.com basically saying that it's getting difficult to write for Americans because after decades of indoctrination, truth is a bias. There's no such thing as absolute truth anymore. It's everybody's personal view of truth, a bias reflecting one's race, gender, upbringing, or predisposition. Emotion overwhelms fact. Biases are not considered to be equal. And, for example, the biases of white people are automatically delegated as hate speech, white supremacy, and hate crimes. And the other problem is that Americans confuse an explanation with a justification. If you try and explain something like slavery, you're presumed that you somehow approve of it and are therefore declared once again a white supremacist. That's not the way to have an adult intellectual conversation. But it's what's coming out of our colleges and universities. Okay, we got to take a break here for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.